I'm Clyde Lewis. You're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Coming to you live all over the country, stations all over the country, affiliates that play our show are grateful to you. Thank you. For those of you that don't get the show in its entirety, or it's being preempted, or you want to listen to it earlier, or whatever you want to do, we have it at aftermath.fm. It's aftermath.fm. It's free. It's streaming. If that doesn't work for you, there's talkstreamlive.com. Right now, there's a lot of load, a lot of people wanting to listen, and sometimes it crashes the system, so we got to work on that, too. We didn't realize our popularity, so that's the good news and the bad news of it all. I mean, when you have a lot of people that are rushing to your site, that's what happens. It kind of locks it down, and we have a little bit of a, you know, we have some problems. But we're on a budget right now because of COVID-19. Everything seems to be going to hell in a handbasket. They just basically threw out a bunch of YouTube people today, and we told you that this was going to go down. We said, you know, we decided to move to aftermath.media for that reason. We don't want to be one of those casualties because they think we're pushing the envelope or we're doing something that's not good for them. We want to be able to continue free speech. Want to be able to continue expressing ourselves and talking about very important topics. I mean, usually we dodge those bullets, but sometimes I think, you know, they want to demonetize you like some groups do. They already did demonetize us for a lot of reasons, saying we're very controversial. I don't know how controversial we have become, but still, you know, this is some very interesting times for radio and for TV and for those who are self-publishing. You know, you could fall under the judgment call of YouTube or some other video server or what have you. Same goes for radio. Same goes for broadcasts. Same goes for all of that. And we may cover that in a later show, just depending on what we see here. But the casualties are happening all the time. And that's why we encourage you, if you support this program and you value this show, if you think that 25 cents a show is a good idea, you can go to aftermath.media. It's $9.99 for the shows archived in the library, books, documents, movies, all kinds of things, chat rooms, social media there. And you can also just, you know, we have $4.99. That's for just the shows alone. You can listen to the shows for just $4.99 a month. We have yearly plans if you want to do that. That's always awesome. We also have, of course, the live feed that's free at aftermath.fm. And we have two other podcasts that we produce that are free that you can listen to. And you can get those off Facebook, and you can also get them off of another network that right now we're just kind of experimenting with that network to see if it'll work for us. And we have apps as well. I mean, there's so many ways to get the show. You can choose to pay. You can choose to not pay. You can choose to do whatever you need to do. There are very convenient ways to do this. The paying site is just for people that need to have the archive shows, and it's there for us to save our shows so that nobody will touch them or remove them from the internet. Because that's happened before with me, and I have a few classic shows in the bin that I don't want to lose any more of them. So that's the whole point. And I hope you guys value the show and support the show, because these times are going to get harder before they get any better. And people who are controversial, I guess, because they think outside the box are the ones who are going to be the victims and all this. I don't want to be a victim. And I don't want you guys to be, you know, losing out and not getting the shows. So help us out. It's important that you help us out. And it's very vital right now in times like these. So if you've been waiting to subscribe, please subscribe to aftermath.media. That's just aftermath.media. Don't type in HTTP or anything else. It's aftermath.media, please. So the other day, this is an odd thing for me, because usually, you know, I go through the posts on the internet. I go through the posts that are on Facebook, and I try to understand, you know, what's being said, and trying to weed through the bad stuff and the trolls and all this stuff. But the other day, I saw someone actually sent me this video, and it was of this guy, shaved head. He looked like he was either Latino or American Indian or Native American, rolling down the street on a skateboard, drinking Ocean Spray cranberry juice, listening to Fleetwood Mac, and kind of, lip syncing to Fleetwood Mac. And I watched it, and I thought, I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, it's a TikTok video, right? And I did a TikTok video where I was mouthing the words to some song, and, you know, it and didn't go anywhere, I don't think. Maybe, I don't know, people are laughing at it when I posted it on my site. But this guy is, like, skateboarding, like, cruising around, drinking his Glotion spray, you know, singing Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. And I just thought, I don't get this. Why are you sending me this? What am I supposed to be watching here? What am I missing? Is there a UFO in the background or something I'm not looking at or what? I didn't get it. And then I started noticing that the guy was doing interviews on TMZ. I'm thinking, what? Is he some missing dude that just showed up out of nowhere? Is he like a drummer for a rock band that was down on his luck and they wanted to interview him or something? I mean, you know, that's happened before where, you know, down and out rock stars just come from out of nowhere. I mean, like Vinnie Vincent from Kiss. Remember he used to play for them? He just comes from out of nowhere and he's looking like a woman these days. It's kind of weird. But anyway, I'm just saying, maybe this guy's some unknown rock star, right? And then I noticed that the guy got a truck. He was given a truck by Ocean Spray, the company that gives the cranapple juice, the cranberry juice. And then Mick Fleetwood and Stevie Nicks were beside themselves because their song Dreams started climbing the charts again. That song was made in 1977. I was 12 years old when that song came out. So I didn't get it. With over 46 million views and nearly 8 million likes, The Nation was obsessed with a guy who calls himself Dogface 208. That was his handle, Dogface 208. I still didn't get it. I'm trying to figure out what the hell am I. So anyway, now I was reading that there's something on the internet called the Dreams Challenge where people are encouraged to make TikTok videos that are similar to this guy's video. And this is when I started to get it. Dogface 208 is literally the answer to our country's state of mind. And he just might be an unwitting exorcist in destroying a demon that the powers that be have worked so hard to create. And I know, okay, I know this sounds crazy, but this is ground zero. And I know it sounds crazy, but you got to hear me out here, what I'm about to tell you. And you're going to go, whoa. And I don't even know if this guy, Dogface 208, realizes what he's doing. Okay, think about the brain. Think about the mind. The brain is nothing more than a 3-pound slab of jello tofu-like tissue inside your skull. And it's recognized by scientists as the physical source for all that we call the mind. Okay. Now, if you're having a thought or you're experiencing an emotion, it's because your brain has done something specifically, electrical signals crackling along through a bunch of neurons. And then those neurons handed off droplets of neurochemicals like runners handing off a baton in a relay race. That's how it happens. That's how your brain works. Now, neuroscientists don't object to you talking about the mind for casual conversation, but most insist that we not invoke the mind as if it is a real thing or distinct from the brain. They reject the notion, most of them, that the mind has an existence independent of the brain. But of course, some scientists are changing course, and in the process, this opens the door for exploring what can be called the paranormal and the ethereal world. Now, mind you, science would rather not talk about affairs of the mind or the affairs of the soul. They leave it up to the shrinks and the clergy to do that. So more times than not, when skeptics wish to weigh in on the paranormal, they often say that it is all in the mind, when they're really thinking that it has something to do with an unhealthy brain where the neurons are misfiring, giving way to some schizophrenic form event. Now, I most definitely know that the armchair skeptics have no degree in neurobiology, but from my perspective, it seems completely natural to refer to the mind as an extension of our brain. Now, experiences of the mind may not be as intertwined with our brain and science as they've been arguing over time. And of course, they're now pursuing studies in what we've talked about before. It's called panpsychism. Now, panpsychism is the view that all things have a mind or a mind-like quality. And it's the view that everything has consciousness and that it exists on a different plane than that of the brain. Now, the mind feels this way, and the brain thinks of that, and it's remembering one thing, and the mind is dreaming of another thing. The brain tries to resolve some paranormal experience while the mind continues to assess the experience was real or some hallucination, right? But the big question is, are the mind and the brain the same thing? And science and philosophy seem to be pointing more and more to the idea that they are not. Now, while the materialist view has always held the consciousness only as a byproduct of physical firing neurons. There is far too much that is unexplainable under this paradigm. Things like near-death experiences, out-of-body experiences, mystical experiences, paranormal experiences, just chilling, okay, like this guy did in the skateboard video. I mean, you just can't explain how the consciousness works, or saying the consciousness is nothing more than the result of our physical brain matter. So the mind is generally regarded as synonymous with our thoughts, feelings, memories, and beliefs, and as the source of our behaviors. It's not made of material, but we think it's quite powerful, or even as who we are, it's something that we relate to. However, there are some of us out there that are under the impression that there has been some sort of demon or demonic plague that has basically put the entire nation in its grip. And for those of spiritual mind or those who read their Bibles, there's a cloud of apocalyptic thinking that is permeated throughout the world, and there are many who see it as the trials that they must endure until salvation. They want freedom. They see the end of the world is released because they're not getting their freedom. Now, what does this guy on a skateboard represent to the United States? Why is it so important to watch this guy drink his juice, ride his skateboard, and listen to Fleetwood Mac? It represents freedom. It represents the man who wants to lead us out of our deep, dark depression and show what it's like to be free again. He's kind of exercising the demon of sloth, exercising the demon that has us in its grip. And this is why it's so important that this man has ridden his skateboard and shown us the way to be free without masks or social distancing or anything else. And this is why people are watching it. This is why it's going viral. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I'm Clyde Lewis. You are listening to Ground Zero. And we'll be back. I'm Clyde Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.